and automobiles. Love that movie. Makes me cry. Steve Martin and John Candy. That's all you need to know. That's great. So next up, we have a Christmas song from 2019, from a group that had gotten back together. They released an album, and they're like, we released an album. You know what we deserve to release? A Christmas single. So here is Like It's Christmas by the Jonas Brothers.
The snow on the ground, love in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. This is what it's all about. The fire is warm, the angels are singing. And I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't want to put an end to all this cheer. But as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing fake about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you, look at the lights twinkling bright 24/7. Every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven. And I don't want this a single thing. Don't wanna put an end to all this shit. But as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Christmas, never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right at the top, I can't deny.
Singing to the day right now.
All right, so that was Sia, Santa's Coming for Us. Now, I got some mixed feelings with Sia, because I think she has a really like nice sound and a nice voice, and I think the kind of music she makes is like very interesting. But then it's also poppy, like you have like Cheap Thrills, which I think is like, I don't know, one of her most popular songs in the past 10 years. But I don't know, the stuff she's done recently concerning, autism awareness and supporting Autism Speaks, which is apparently not a good group that actually helps kids with autism. It tries to normalize them and convert them into like, I don't know, more like traditionally like acting and like presenting people rather than just like aiding them in their life while allowing them to be autistic. So that's not fun. She made that movie, I think it was called Sing Something. She made a movie with Maddie Ziegler, who, if you don't know, is the girl from Dance Moms, who her Sia and Maddie Ziegler have like a really close-knit relationship. Maddie Ziegler is actually on the cover art for Every Day is Christmas, which is Sia's Christmas album that the last song was on. And she's in, I think, she wasn't in that video, but she was in the Cheap Thrills music video. But Sia made a movie with Maddie Ziegler and Kate Hudson, and Maddie Ziegler played an autistic girl, a girl on the spectrum. And it was bad. It was very bad. It was very, very bad. The movie, the representation of everything, not good. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And I'm just going to move on to our unproblematic king, Lil Nas X. I think the only problematic thing he's done is, I don't know, offend a certain group by putting blood in a shoe, which is not that bad, and it was kind of just for the lulz. So Lil Nas X's holiday single, which is pretty nice in my opinion, but yeah, here we go. Holiday, because Lil Nas X does not discriminate. Here we go. I hope you enjoy.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, this another way. All my hit does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo. Hey. Can I pop this? You tried to put me in a bubble, but I popped it. Switch the genre on you, do a rocket. I got the biggest song, check the charts. I don't need them. They wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that'd be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi, this ass done. Hee hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Ayy, this another way. All my hit does on go and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today. Man, I snuck into the game, came in on a horse. I pulled a gimmick, I admitted I got no remorse. Nobody tried to let me in, nobody opened doors. I kicked them down, they didn't have a choice. Dun, 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 they tried to next me. Ayy, but I'm blessy. Ayy, no flex, but my checks giving vetties. Ayy, and I'm sexy, they wanna sweat me. Pop star, but the rappers still respect me. They wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that'd be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi, this ass done. Hee hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes, and they out of control, yo. Hey, this another way. All
my head does on gold, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. Guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yeah.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, Hanukkah, oh yeah. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the hora. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are dancing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Hey! Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the hora. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are dancing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the hora. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
So that was Jack Black singing Oh Hanukkah fully a cappella, which is just a fun song that I enjoy. I personally don't celebrate Hanukkah, but I always have this on the holiday playlist just because I also love Jack Black. And I feel like I was robbed. I would have loved Cal Gas on that and just get a full Tenacious D Hanukkah spectacular song. But yeah, I don't know. I just really like Jack Black. Second holiday movie plug right now, The Holiday with Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, and Jude Law, and of course, Jack Black. I remember listening to an interview with Jack Black, and he said that when he was asked, to do the role in the movie The Holiday, he was really surprised because at that point he'd done School of Rock, and he kind of started to find his footing, and he didn't see himself as the romantic lead. Because I don't know if you guys know the story of The Holiday. It's these two women, Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. And Cameron Diaz lives in the U.S. I think she lives in L.A. And Kate Winslet lives in the U.K., in England. And they are on a website, and they decide to do a house swap, which is where one of them goes and lives in the other's house, and the other comes and lives in their house. And so they do that. So Kate Winslet comes to the U.S. and comes and stays at Cameron Diaz's house, and Cameron Diaz goes to England and stays in Kate Winslet's house. And Jack Black plays one of Cameron Diaz's friends, who Kate Winslet is something something. And then Jude Law plays Kate Winslet's brother, who Cameron Diaz is something, something, something. So I'm not going to spoil it, but it's a good, it's one of my favorite holiday movies. We'll get to my favorite holiday movie, but that's one of my favorite holiday movies. It's just fun, and I don't know. I like seeing Jack Black, like, in a romantic role. I think that was good. And then, obviously, like, the rest of the cast is great. And that's just one of those, like, good kind of Christmas rom-com type things. I will say I'm a sucker for Christmas rom-coms. Those are rom-coms in general, but Christmas rom-coms particularly. They are so fun because they mix like the holidays and I mean, it's usually Christmas. So they mix like the holidays and Christmas with just like purity and love and like finding yourself, because they're like, ah, oh, it's Christmas and I'm not happy. But then you can find someone that will make your holidays happy, which is awesome. So now shifting to a not good Christmas movie. We're kind of bouncing good movie, bad movie, good movie, not great movie. The next song I'm going to play is the one cover that I was talking about, which is a cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. It's not the Jim Carrey version, unfortunately. This is the Tyler, the Creator version that was made for the Illumination animated movie. Because if you don't know, Illumination Entertainment, which is the Universal Studios animation department, they have a weird contract to be able to adapt Dr. Seuss properties, Dr. Seuss stories into film. So they've done, I think they did Horton Hears a Who. I'm not sure about that, but they definitely did The Lorax. They did The Grinch. They did another one that I'm blanking on right now, but they did The Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch as The Grinch. Sherlock Holmes, Doctor Strange was The Grinch doing an American accent. It was not that good of a movie. I think Jim Carrey's live action Grinch movie, which was also made by Universal, is a really far better like adaptation of the source material, and it fully fleshes out like the Grinch as a character and the Who's and Whoville as like a location, and it gives the characters motivation, and the Grinch isn't like completely bad. He was just, you know, hurt. And I think that created a much more compelling story than the animated Grinch, where him and Max have a friend that's a moose, and that should explain itself. I don't actually think I've watched the whole thing, just because I kind of got sick of it. But yeah, without further ado, here is the cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, with Tyler, the Creator. And it kind of started already, so I'm sorry.
Greasy black peel. Your power. You have termites in your smile. You have all the to the sweetness of a seasick crocodile.
Mr. Grinch, you're a flower. Friends you don't have none.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a monster. Your heart's an empty hole. Smiles, homie, I turn up, frown. All them decorations, I count down. You can ask Max, I don't play around. Ayo. Who is this mean fellow with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow? What you so mad for? Halloween, come around and we ain't knocking at your door, man. This mean fella with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow. What you so mad for? Halloween come around and we ain't knocking at your door.
Yeah.
So that was Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree, which is off of her Holiday album. I feel like when I bring up Kelly Clarkson, it always makes me think of American Idol, because obviously Kelly Clarkson was the first American Idol winner. And I think it's good that she was the first American Idol winner. And I don't know if it's because she was the first American Idol winner, but I'm glad that she actually became successful and had a very wide, like a large platform, a very, became very, very popular and continues to have that platform, which I think is just great and very, very good for her. But I've noticed there are some artists, some winners of American Idol, but I don't know what happened to them. I'm gonna be honest, because I feel like American Idol was so rigid with its rules and the way that the judges critiqued contestants. They would create very, very cookie cutter, like, musicians and performers, where that's not necessarily what audiences want to necessarily see. They don't want to see the same person copy and pasted a million times. They want to see personality. One of the craziest things I ever remember, all the way back when, I don't even remember who it was, but one of the judges made a comment about never closing your eyes when you were singing, i.e. whenever you were like belting a high note. They said, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. And I remember after that, during the next performance, because I watched this when I was little, whoever got that advice did that. They belted with their eyes open. Freaky, freaky. It's not normal. When people sing, people express emotion and people move and people want to close their eyes, because that's kind of something you do when you're almost yelling or hollering or belting or whatever. And it just felt very unnatural, and that was one of the biggest issues I had with American Idol, was it created only one type of musician, and only one type of musician succeeded. My favorite season of American Idol, which I think was the last full season I watched, because after that I thought it was trash and trashy, because the person that I wanted didn't win. But I don't remember what season it was, but it was a season that Phillip won. And Phillips, he's still pretty successful. I don't know how he is in recent years, but he has released at least one hit, which is good for him. And my family, I remember, also was a fan of Joshua Ledet, who got eliminated in the final three. We made it all the way to the final three. And when I tell you, he was so much better than Phillips. Like, he was so much better. I still have all of the stage performance, like, recordings. Because I remember they would always release the song that the contestant performed, like, the night after, on iTunes, and so you could buy the song. So I remember we used to buy all the songs, so we had all of we still have all of Joshua Ledet's songs somewhere in my playlists. And I remember my favorite one that he did was he did Runaway Baby. Now, if you guys don't know me, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, Bruno Mars's album, is one of my favorite albums of all time, and Runaway Baby was a very, like, big song when I was little, when the album initially came out, because it was just such a fun album, and it, like, defined, like, the summer when I was, I think, 9 years old, so the summer before fourth grade, it was around that time, that song, I loved it. That song defined, like, that. I remember that summer, I'd started, this junior guard program, in the city where I'm from, this junior lifeguard program, and Doo-Wops and Hooligans and Bruno Mars, that was just so fun. And so Joshua Ledet performed that, and I loved it. He was so good. He was so, so good. He had such a good voice, and I felt he was robbed. So there's my little rant on American Idol. And they continued to do it. I think my cousin auditioned last year. But the whole process is just, I don't like it. I don't like that they look also for someone who's very, 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 very traditionally attractive and someone who they can sell as a product completely and not just their music and their sound, which I feel is also, like, I've talked about this before on the show, which is, like, a big thing with the just performance industry in general, is a lot of it is, like physical beauty and attraction on top of, like, talent. And that's kind of annoying. But in the 70s, that didn't really matter. And I just made a segue and I realized I wanted to do a PSA before I played the next song. So bear with me. I'm going to do a little PSA and then we'll get back to what I was saying. So in the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, latch. Learn more at safecar.gov. Sorry about that. Okay, getting back to where I was in the 70s, this was still a thing. I take back what I said because obviously TVs were still a thing. And I don't know. It was just new. It was special. And the next song that I'm going to play for you is also new and special. It's not new. It's from the 70s. But it's special to me because this is actually my favorite Christmas song. I don't know why. I just love this Christmas song so much. I love the sound. And I just love Donny Hathaway. If you know who I'm talking about. It's This Christmas.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Merry Christmas.
So that song, just like holds a very special place in my heart, just because of, just like, I don't know. I just love that song. I think the only time I've ever seen that song performed live was not by Donny Hathaway, unfortunately. But I remember it was 2018. I remember this very, 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 very vividly. It was 2018 and it was December. And my mom sometimes would like to buy tickets for myself, her, and my grandmother to go and see certain like small music things. So there was this very, 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 very nice performing arts complex near our house. And in the, like, they had a small, like, kind of like club, like performance area in the back. And it was two floors and it was like table seating. And then they'd have a performance. And I don't remember the name of the person that performed. I'm sorry, Mom. It was someone she liked. And I remember 2018, obviously, like it was just the whole thing. But I remember very vividly sitting, and I remember the guy performed This Christmas, and I'd heard it before then, but I was specifically remembered it from that night just because of like everything. I remember the guy that was performing, made a comment, because that was when Trump was in office, made a comment about Trump. And my family was one of two groups that were on the second floor, not the first floor, because I think it had filled up and my mom had gotten tickets last minute. But the other group was this maybe 65-year-old couple, and the guy performing made a comment about just like Trump being stupid. And he mentioned something about, I think it was about abortion, and the couple like got so personally offended, and I remember they started wagging their finger down at him from the second floor balcony and went, "Trump doesn't kill babies," and then stormed out. And so we had the second floor balcony all to ourselves for the rest of the show. I also remember that year for Christmas, I had wanted a video game console, because up to that point, the only video game console I'd ever had was a DSi XL that I got in like first grade, which was great. I played it a lot, but I wanted like a new console, because it was 2018. It had been almost over 10 years. And I remember that the Spider-Man game had come out on PlayStation. And there was also the Switch, which had been out for about a year. And I told my mom, I remember, I was like, "Mom, I either want a PlayStation, because I want to play the Spider-Man game, which had been out for like 2 months, or I would like the Nintendo Switch with like a Super Mario game or some game." And then I remember, and she was like, "No, I'm not going to get that." And I was like, "Oh, okay." I ended up still getting a good gift. I'm not saying I didn't get a good gift. I'm going to be honest, I don't remember what it was. But the reason I bring that up is because now, no thanks to you, Mom, I have both of those consoles, which is pretty lit. One of them was given to me by my best friend because she had like six consoles that her parents had bought her. And she had a PlayStation 4 Pro that she didn't want, so she so generously gave it to me with the PSVR. So I have that at home, which is crazy. I ended up playing the Spider-Man game, the Game of the Year edition, like two or 3 years later than expected. Yeah, because it was 2020, I don't remember. It's 20-something. And then I just got a Switch a few weeks ago, because I got a special government check, and I was like, "I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to buy myself a Switch." So I got myself a Switch OLED. I got myself the new Pokemon game. I've been grinding that. And yeah, that's so exciting. So yeah, now I'm a gamer. So yeah, I'm a gamer. But getting back to the music, The next song that I'm going to play for you guys is Ariana Grande, Santa, Tell Me. I'm just going to say that before. I have a lot of mixed feelings about Ariana Grande. Mostly just because, I'm a Victorious fan. I liked her in Victorious. But I don't really like the image she has for herself now with the oversized stuff and the, baby voice, which is clearly not her natural voice because we've heard her natural voice before. Ariana, you've been famous a long time. People know what you used to sound like. I love scrolling on TikTok and seeing people put a video of her talking like 6 years ago versus a video of her talking now. And her laugh is annoying. But I don't hate her enough. Well, I don't hate her. I don't not like her enough to not listen to her music. I still like her music. I still think she has fun music. And I like this song. So, without further ado, here is Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if it won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year.
Christmas is all around. It's written in the wind.
So that last one was Christmas Is All Around. Not to be confused with Love Is All Around by Wet Wet Wet. This is Christmas Is All Around by the King Billy Mack. Now, I don't know if you guys know that song, but that song is actually from my favorite holiday movie of all time, which is Love Actually. Love Actually. And Billy Mack is only a fictional character played by the amazing Bill Nye, who is, he's done a lot of things. Whenever I think of him, I always think of Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. But he plays Billy Mack. If you guys don't know what Love Actually is about, it is a British holiday rom-com. And it's about all these different people and their different stories about love and Christmas time, from the Prime Minister who wants to take out his former assistant. Now they say it sounds kind of weird, but it's not weird, it's cute. And then Billy Mack is a pop star of a forgotten age. He's a pop star that's fallen out of fame, like popularity, and he creates this cover of Wet Wet Wet's Love Is All Around, Christmas Is All Around, and markets it. And he makes a bet that it will reach number one on the charts by Christmas Eve, or he will perform naked. That's his little storyline, which is super fun. Love the movie. Makes me sad. But the newest holiday film or thing on this list came out 2 weeks ago. Came out November 25th, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. And it's Marvel themed. So you know I'm going to love it. And it was actually really, really cute. And it made me really happy. And it was the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special on Disney Plus. So if you have Disney Plus, I highly recommend go watch it. James Gunn is awesome and it's beautiful. And I love it focuses on Mantis and Drax, who are two characters that have been written to be really stupid and have kind of been written out of a lot of the stories. They've kind of taken a back seat recently. So it was really, really nice to see them be almost the main characters of the special. And it was cute. It was an hour long. And James Gunn's great. The trailer for Guardians 3 dropped, and I'm really, really excited for that. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I'm just really excited for that. That comes out, I think, May of next year. So, end of next semester. And one of the amazing things that James Gunn did, is he worked with the band The Old 97s to create a Christmas song exclusively for the special. So, here it is.
Out on the third planet closest to the sun, there's a special celebration and it sounds quite fun. A jolly old fellow brings toys to everyone on a holiday they call Christmas. Now I'm not gonna lie, it makes no sense to me, but here's what Earthlings told me about this Christmas mystery. Santa is a furry freak with epic superpowers. He flies to every human home in under 14 hours. He's a master burglar, a pro at picking locks. If you don't leave milk and cookies out, he will put dung in your socks. If you act nicely through the night and don't jump on your bed, Santa comes with sugar plums and hurls them at your head. But if you're on his naughty list, he shoots missiles at your toes. He might just roast your chestnuts with his powerful flamethrower. Christmas time is here. He's compelled his creepy elves to do his every wish. Once sought to be a dentist, now he's sleeping with the fish. Mrs. Claus, she works the pole, plans her man's demise. Soon the elves will all rise up and stab out Santa's eyes. Earthlings are so weird. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. Ho, 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 ho. Earthlings are so weird. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. What the heck's a turtle dove? And who lit up that deer?
Yeah, so that is, I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. That's the whole extended title. And I think it's great. It's one of those opening credit songs. And I think it works perfectly. And it just makes all of James Gunn's Marvel movie opening credit scenes unskippable. So we've come to the end of our show, and I got one more for you. And before I play, I'd like to dedicate this to my girlfriend, Clarice. This is her favorite Christmas song. And great taste because it's an awesome Christmas song. And it's just so good. And yeah. So here is Last Christmas by Wham. Alright, well, that's the show. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.